Get ready for an episode only available in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, we're just a few minutes from Camp Wattanut.
Olivia and I have been a team for the last 3 years,
and we almost won last year.
Except for the two Mercies.
Olivia, you and Zoe are already checked in.
Yeah,
we know.
But Zoe and I just saw our partner assignments. We're not together.
Yeah,
I got somebody named Scarlet.
I've never been to a camp before. I thought it was gonna be like the wilderness test.
I've seen that show.
It's my favorite. I thought I'd be surviving on my wits for a week. This is really disappointing.
My partner's Danielle Boone?
Well, I'm sure she'll come around.
Zoe!
Elise!
Now we're partners!
I looked at the list of events this year. I want to do everything! Everything!
It's so annoying, Olivia.
Elise wants to do everything, but she's bad at everything.
At least your partner is trying.
You're soft. Privileged.
No, I'm not.
Please. You're obsessed with winning some camp games. I'm just trying to figure out a way to smuggle home some waffles.
Hey, Wyatt?
I've got a fever. It's internet withdrawal disease.
I'm really sorry, but kind of need to head to bed.
I won't be able to sleep.
I can't just let you sit out here by yourself.
Then stay out here and talk with me.
You look exhausted.
Yeah, Wyatt had me up until 2 a.m. again.
He's manipulating you.
Yeah, I know.
They're not just gonna let us sit in the camp offices, Scarlet.
We're just going to use the Wi-Fi from outside the walls.
You're gonna climb onto the air conditioner?
Whoa!
Okay?
I'm fine, Wyatt.
I told you that air conditioner wasn't stable. You're bleeding! I'll get help.
No! I can handle this.
What do you mean?
I finally get to use the first aid skills I learned on my show. I'll need water to irrigate the wound.
There's a nurse's station right...
No, nurse! Rip the sleeves off of your shirt. I need something to control the bleeding.
I like this shirt.
I'll need some long branches and material to fashion a stretcher.
You need a stretcher?
Huh? I'm getting lightheaded from the loss of blood. Why are the sleeves still on your shirt?
Are you sure you're okay, Scarlet?
Yes, Wyatt. How's your arm? It's fine, Connie. Man, I barely even got to use my skills. What's a person got to do to get a compound fracture around here?
Scarlet! Hey, are you okay? I heard you fell off the roof.
Just from a window.
Well, where's the nurse?
She's calling Scarlet's parents.
Why? Is she gonna have to go home?
No, it's just protocol.
Do you want me to go home, Olivia?
No, of course not.
Right. I know I've been a lousy partner.
No, you haven't. Well, I mean, you have, but that doesn't mean I want you to go home. Connie, go ahead if you need to. I'll stay here with Scarlet.
I am supposed to be running the wheelbarrow race right now. Let me know if you need anything. Come on, Wyatt.
You know, we were right in the middle of a dancing dog video. Do you think...
No.
Oh, hey, Wyatt. I figured you might be out here. Can't sleep again?
Nope.
You seem kind of confused.
They took away my phone, Wooten. I don't know what to look at.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you know, maybe it'll help if we pretend like we're texting each other.
How do we do that?
By making beeping sounds. Watch. Boop. Tomorrow you should probably get involved with some games and stuff.
Beep. I'm not good at any of the games.
Bop. That's okay. You just need a tricycle.
Boop. Tricycle?
Oops. Bad autocorrect. Beep. You just need to try. Oh, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow morning I'll take you to the field and we'll practice some stuff. Sound good?
Beep. I guess.
Thumbs up emoji. But if we're going to do that, we should probably get a good night's rest. So how about we go back inside now?
Okay.
Woohoo!
But first, could you answer a question for me?
Sure.
The speaker tonight talked about the Holy Spirit. What is that, and what does it do?
Oh, wow. You know why? That's a great question. But I kind of wonder why you only ask me these things really late at night.
I guess that's when they come to me. If you need to get to sleep, that's okay. It's probably a dumb question anyway.
No. Here, scoot over, buddy. There's nothing dumb about it. Now, I like to think of God like a piece of apple pie. You know, the kind that has a top crust and a bottom crust and a lot of filling in the middle. #Trinity. Anyway.
Olivia.
Hi, Scarlett.
How's your arm? Fine, Zoe. Hey, I was looking at the game schedule tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What is camper hunt?
Oh, it's like hide and seek. Yeah, teams go out and hide, and then counselors try to find them.
Where do they hide?
In the woods.
Really? This is exactly what I was looking for. It's the perfect opportunity to use my survival skills.
Oh, well, it's not really a survival game. You're just, hiding.
Why are you trying to talk me out of it? I may actually try tomorrow. Isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah, of course. No, it'll be great.
Cool. I'll go plan a strategy.
Okay.
Let's go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you what the score of our sand volleyball game was?
No.
We lost 25-4.
Ooh, ouch.
Well, I'm exhausted.
Ew, gross.
What?
There's sand all over my bed.
Whoa, a lot of it. Somebody must have put it there on purpose.
There's something written in it.
Oh, yeah. Look, it says 25-4.
The Marcies.
Oh.
That does it. From now on, I don't care how many events Elise wants to do. I'm taking over.
I don't get the point of the sack race.
Are you crazy? That's like saying you don't see the point in battery-operated forks.
Maybe my partner should do this one.
Oh, your partner's done almost everything so far, far, far. Wow, I'm echoing inside my brain.
Are you okay, Wooten?
Well, I had a couple energy drinks this morning to wake myself up. I was up until 2 o'clock.
I know. I was there.
That's right.
You know, energy drinks have as much sugar as 54 donuts.
Glazed?
With sprinkles.
Yikes! You know, I am having a little trouble concentrating. Whoa, did the Earth just move like 10 feet closer to the sun? Okay, no need to be alarmed. Just get in your sack. Now, you should do a quick practice run to get ready for the race later today. I'm going to blow the whistle. You hop down to the trash can and come back. I'll time you. You ready? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to put the whistle in my mouth. Go, go, go! Wow, you're doing great! Okay, the key to a good sack race is to diversify your portfolio.
What?
Oh, never mind. That's the key to good financial investing. Just hop as fast as you can. Be the bunny. Great, now just go around the trash can. Okay, now try not to think about the fact that I think I just saw a woolly mammoth run into the woods behind you. And you're done! Wow, your time is... Wyatt, you just broke the camp record.
What?
You've done this before, haven't you?
No, never. I'm not good at any sport. You think I'm some kind of sack race prodigy?
I think you're a sack race champion. You're gonna blow everybody away this afternoon. Woo!
Olivia, first thing we do is find a water source.
Oh,
let's go!
Okay.
Hurry!
Okay, these leaves are thick enough. They won't see us.
Okay.
I saw that the cross-country race is later today. You know, I love running through the woods.
Yeah, I was gonna talk to you about that one, Elise. Are you a long-distance runner?
No.
Neither am I. So you know how every team can choose to skip up to 2 events and it doesn't count against them?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we might skip the cross country.
Why? It sounds like so much fun.
Fun? Distance running is hard.
You avoid stuff that's hard?
Kinda.
How do you ever get good at anything? I try things because they're hard. I do things I know I'm bad at.
Why?
I have a foster sister who has cerebral palsy. I have a brother who is hooked up to an oxygen tank and will be for the rest of his life. I just think people would do more stuff if they knew just one person who couldn't do stuff. I do hard things because I can.
We must be close to winning. Camper hunt is usually over by this time.
This location's no good. We're too exposed.
Mm.
See that tree on the other side? We'll climb that.
Ooh, yeah, I'm pretty sure the other side of the creek is out of bounds.
There are no rules in the wild, Olivia. The pioneers who tamed this land didn't apply for a license before they hunted wild boar for dinner, and neither will we.
Do you have your phone? Just wondering what time it is.
12:34.
Wow, already into lunchtime. This game has never lasted this long. I've been sitting on this branch forever. It's starting to hurt.
You know, if you want to wimp out and give yourself up, feel free. Go. I'd enjoy the silence.
What? I've been quiet for hours.
You've been quietly whining for hours. I hear your annoyed sighs.
Why are you being like this? I've gone along with everything, okay? I've gathered sticks for a fire. I waded through a creek. I stayed with you in the nurse's office. Can't you see that I'm trying? But you make it so hard.
I make what hard?
Being your friend.
What makes you think I'm your friend?
Why not?
We have nothing in common. We live in different towns. I share a room with three sisters that's probably the size of your closet. Do you really think we're gonna talk at all after camp is over? You think we're gonna have our mothers arrange a play date at the park? It's never gonna happen!
That's the horn. The game's over.
What does that mean?
It means we won.
You might be interested in.
What?
I was just in the top of a tree with Olivia. There was cell service up there.
It doesn't matter. They took away my phone.
I've still got mine. You want to go up with me?
I've got the sack race. I can't miss that. I could break the camp record. They put your name on a board in the cafeteria. You know how cool that would be?
When is the sack race?
In about a half hour.
That's half an hour of videos of people getting their heads stuck in stair railings.
Those are always funny.
I know. What do you say?
All right, everyone. Line up.
You ready?
Yep.
The cross-country race is marked with orange flags all along the path. Ready?
Well, there they go.
The Marcies?
Yep. They always take the early lead. And keep it.
If you want to speed up and try to catch them, you can. I'm sure you're faster than me.
Nah. I'm never gonna win this race anyway.
I'd rather run with you.
Great.
So, how long has your family done foster care?
Almost a year.
It's pretty cool.
Okay. Watch this.
Ah, right in the face!
That's gonna leave a bruise.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get going. The sack race is gonna start in a few minutes.
All right, you climb down first.
Uh-oh.
What?
Look, the bottom of the tree.
A raccoon? Big deal.
I'm not going down there. 47% of all raccoons have rabies. And 47% of all rabies is fatal. And 47% of all fatalities are permanent.
Why don't we just try to scare it off?
Hey! Hey!
It's not moving.
Hey!
The mangy thing must be deaf. There's a nut. Throw it.
I'm not hitting a deaf raccoon with a nut. Wait, I have internet access. I can look up what to do.
No, don't. We have to figure this out on our own. I know. I took some ketchup packets from the cafeteria this morning, just in case I was eating poor, because everything tastes better with ketchup.
I got something!
I'll go down close to the raccoon, squirt ketchup in its face.
Listen!
What?
This article says, when attacked by a raccoon, play dead. Give me that ketchup.
Wait. You got it all over my face.
Exactly. Now climb down and play dead. The raccoon
I'm
will
not
think...
lying next to a rabid raccoon.
Come on, Scarlet. I'm gonna miss the race. Be a survivor.
Oh, fine. I'm going. When I scare it away, you better be ready to run.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Play dead! Play dead!
It's chasing me! Save yourself!
I'm going!
No!
Zoe finished yet?
No, Zoe and Elise are both still out there. Hey, good job, guys. Way to run.
Did the Marcies finish yet?
Oh, yeah. They came in first and second. Zoe's gonna be upset.
Hey, I heard you and Scarlett won the camper hunt.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's great. So you make a pretty good team, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I think I let you down.
What do you mean you let me down?
Well, I figured the reason you put us together was so I could be her friend. Since, you know, she's had a hard life.
You think that's the reason I switched you? So she could make a friend?
It's not?
No.
Oh, then why?
Olivia, I don't know if you're even aware of this, but you're one of the leaders here.
Leaders?
Yes, here and at church. Kids look up to you. All right, good job, Lillian. Woo! Nice race.
Am I in trouble?
No, of course not. But part of being a leader is being willing to take on new challenges. See, I've watched you over the years. I've seen you at camp, how you come here with Zoe, and you get focused on the competition. You don't hang out with that many other people.
Okay.
Leaders stretch themselves more than that. I didn't switch your partner so that you could help Scarlett. I switched to help you. Oh, here they come. Hey, good job, Zoe and Elise!
That was so much fun.
Yeah, what place did we come in?
17th and 18th.
And how many runners were there?
23.
Oh, wait, so we didn't come in last?
No.
We're not the worst! We're not the worst!
Everybody line up for the sack race. Now, seriously, I had an energy drink crash and somebody needs to tell me if you're lined up. My eyelids are at about the same height as my chin at the moment. Okay, good. When I blow the whistle, go around the orange flag and come back.
Oh, you boys.
Wait! Don't start yet!
Oh, Wyatt? Okay, hold up for a second, guys. Looks like we've got one more.
I'm ready.
Well, where did you run from?
The woods. But I'm okay. I'm ready to race.
All right, great. Here's your sack.
Everybody ready?
Uh-oh. Wyatt? Wyatt, you gotta get up.
I'm too tired.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I think I'll lie down, too. When somebody blow my whistle when the race is over, good luck, everybody. You guys, this is gonna be real.
Scarlett, I want your phone number. Write it down on this paper.
Olivia, what are you talking about?
Well, I was planning to ignore you the rest of camp. I thought it would be easy, you know? Tomorrow's the last day and all, but I'm done doing the easy thing. Take the pen.
Are you still thinking we could be friends?
I don't know.
You're nuts.
Look, maybe you're right. Maybe we'll never be friends, but I'm not willing to leave it at that. Just give me your phone number, because guess what? I am inviting you to my birthday party.
When is it?
March.
That's 8 months away.
I don't care. My dad can pick you up. You don't have to bring a present. What kind of ice cream do you like?
Pecan praline.
Do you think that comes in a pint size? Because you'll probably be the only one. It doesn't matter. Write down your phone number.
All right. You're not as soft as I thought.
Really?
Give me your number, too.
Why?
My birthday's in August. I won't have to wait quite as long to see you again.
I just want to sit on the porch for a little bit. I'm not tired.
Getting your sleeping back, pal.
I won't be able to sleep, though. I can't stop thinking about how I blew it today.
Yeah, but you also learned a pretty good lesson, so it all evens out.
My failure makes me think about today's Bible study, about Adam and Eve's sin. What significance...
Okay, Wyatt, I would love to talk to you about the fall of man on the bus ride home tomorrow, but right now we both need to get to sleep. Please go ahead and get in.
Okay.
Okay, sleep well, buddy. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night.
I lied to you.
Huh? What?
I lied when I said I was up at night because of the internet withdrawal syndrome. It's something else.
Oh, what's going on?
You know my dad's overseas in the military, right?
Yeah, I do.
About a month ago, He called at midnight on our computer to talk to Mom.
Huh?
I heard it from my room because there was suddenly this big boom.
Oh.
I snuck in to listen, and there'd been an explosion.
Oh.
Dad said he'd call back, but he didn't for a while. For 2 hours, I just laid in my bedroom, and I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't.
Yeah. And ever since then, I've had trouble sleeping from midnight to 2. It seems like that's when things happen over there.
Hmm.
I usually take out my phone and go on the internet. It helps me not think about stuff.
Oh, Wyatt, I'm really sorry. Hey, you remember the other night when we talked about the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is comfort us and remind us that God the Father protects us. I can't guarantee your dad's safety, but I can guarantee that God is with him right now and that he loves your dad and he doesn't want us to worry.
Okay.
Would it be okay if I prayed for you?
Sure.
Okay. Dear God, in our hearts we know that you're our protector and that's such a great thing to know. But Wyatt needs your help. He's worried about his dad, and we know that your eyes are on him, clear on the other side of the world, and that you have your arms around him. Help Wyatt to feel your arms around him, too. Give him a good night's sleep tonight, Lord. Oh, and incidentally, it's not too much trouble. Me too. Amen. Okay, listen, I know that was kind of... Wyatt? Oh. Good night, buddy. Sleep well.
No surprise on who won this.
Let me guess, the Marcies.
Oh, maybe I'll come back next year and actually try so we can beat them.
Awesome, we can all hang out again.
Here we go.
Mm. Marcy Pearman and Marcy Cahill! Yay! Congratulations. And our final award is for Camper of the Week. This award is special because it goes to the person who's shown a quality of character.
Yeah.
I've been inspired by this girl. She wanted to try things, hard things, new things, things she knew she was bad at. And you guys already know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I guess I wasn't the only person inspired by her.
Yes.
The winner of the Camper of the Week award goes to Elise Reed.
What? Me? Thanks, Connie. This is so exciting. I've never won an award before. What am I supposed to do? A speech? Or can I sing?
You want to sing?
Oh, yeah. I've got the perfect song.
Okay, then go for it.
I've got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy.
Is this as bad as it sounds? Yep, and I love it.
Natural tendency is to avoid hard things. After all, they're hard. But as Christians, it's often our job to embrace those hard things. The Bible talks a lot about facing difficulty. Jesus described two paths in life, one way with a wide gate that is easy to find but leads to destruction, and another way that is hard and has a narrow gate but leads to life. Later in the New Testament, James, an apostle of Jesus, told fellow Christians that they should count it all joy when they faced hardship, because the testing of their faith would develop perseverance. Counting hardship as joy? That's something to think about. The next time you're tempted to take the easy way out, think of the example of Jesus. He did the ultimate hard thing for us with his life, death, and resurrection. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Between Camp and a Hard Place was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Kelly Stables, Brianna Bryan, Tucker Chandler, Rachel Eggleston, and Natalie Lander. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.